Neighborhoods on Atlanta's west side are changing. Mercedes-Benz Stadium construction is wrapping up. The Beltline is coming. And what has been a blighted creek could eventually become an amenity for those west side neighborhoods. But efforts to fix the creek could price out the residents who live there now. WABE's Molly Samuel continues her series on Proctor Creek.
Proctor Creek runs from downtown northwest to the Chattahoochee River near the perimeter. For decades, the polluted creek has caused flooding and erosion. Now there are some big initiatives to fix it, including a study by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Good morning, Mother Moore.
Good morning, Sister Donna.
Donna Stevens is a lifelong Westside resident who's collecting community input for the Army Corps of Engineers study.
Thank you for allowing me to interview this morning.
Today, Stevens is talking to Mamie Moore, who most people call Mother Moore. She lives right next to the creek in English Avenue. Both Mother Moore and Donna Stevens are members of the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. Above everything else, Moore says she's concerned about gentrification.
Because as you know, Sister Donna, most of the people that are living on Proctor Creek right now are poor people of color.
She's worried because for a century, Proctor Creek has been a source of blight. Now it's getting cleaned up, and a key way the city is cleaning it up is with parks, which keep stormwater out of the sewer system. There's even a new park right next door to Mother Moore's house. And there are plans for a trail along the creek that'll eventually connect to the Beltline. Sounds nice, right? But here's what Mother Moore thinks of this.
It's all a whole ball of gentrification. Don't go and correct the Proctor Creek for the developers.
When the Beltline came through Old Fourth Ward on the other side of downtown and a big, beautiful park got built there, development went gangbusters.
We don't want this to become a gold coast just because it's across from a park.
Deborah Edelson is the head of Emerald Corridor Foundation, one of the groups working to clean up Proctor Creek. We're standing at an empty lot just a couple blocks from the Bankhead MARTA station, and the creek runs right through here. Now it's all overgrown and the houses nearby are pretty run down. Some are boarded up. Edelson says eventually the spot will be a park, and it's easy to imagine these houses across from a park and down the street from MARTA becoming pretty desirable and potentially pricey.
You shouldn't have to be rich to live near a park. Everyone should have a park in their neighborhood and be able to afford living there.
The city says it knows that gentrification is a problem and it's working on solutions.
There have been some lessons learned by the city with what happened with Old Fourth Ward.
Stephanie Stuckey is with the mayor's office.
The city is playing a much more aggressive role on the affordable housing piece, and you'll see that in how not only this Proctor Creek areas develop, but also the Beltline and the whole west side.
Stuckey says the city of Atlanta is considering zoning rules that require a set amount of affordable housing in some places. And there's a new fund that helps homeowners with property taxes as values rise. Still, for housing activist Mother Moore,
the gentrification process is moving very rapidly. People are feeling it, but they're not feeling the retention piece yet.
Retention, as in helping the longtime residents stick around. She's worried those people won't be able to enjoy the future of the neighborhoods with the nice parks and the cleaned up creek. Mother Moore isn't actually one of those super longtime residents. She moved here 10 years ago with her family. But she wants to make sure people like her, poor people of color, can stay.
I'm going to just scurry on down here if you watch your step.
Downstream from her in the neighborhood of Grove Park, I met another resident who's been here for 10 years, Chris Teal. He helps monitor Proctor Creek for pollution as a volunteer with Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. He has a plastic baggie for the samples.
Open it up, dip it in the water, and it's got a little twist tie built in, so you seal it shut and you're ready to go.
He says he moved to this area for the creek and the access to nature, and he says he knows change is coming to this side of town.
It's going to be unrecognizable, for better or worse.
For his part, he says he looks forward to a cleaner creek and nice green space, though he knows with gentrification, it's complicated.
It seems inevitable that when you invest a whole lot into a neighborhood, the character, the social fabric, it inevitably changes. And I think for the most part, people are positive about that because a nicer neighborhood is just a nicer neighborhood. No one can be upset about that.
Except, Teal says, for the people who can't afford to live there anymore. Molly Samuel, WABE News.